It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A nonprofit group might have to reveal its donors after a campaign finance complaint in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Unite for Colorado has done about $1.4 million worth of work for conservative ballot initiatives in Colorado since it was formed last year, according to campaign finance records. That includes gathering many of the signatures that two measures needed to get on the ballot, but it hasn't reported basic details of its spending. A recent complaint alleges that the group was circumventing campaign finance laws that are supposed to show who's paying for what. Unite for Colorado's CEO, Dustin Zvonik, says the ballot initiatives were not the group's primary purpose, so reporting wasn't required. So-called dark money nonprofits have played a growing role across state politics, including, for example, donating millions of dollars to the Progressive Paid Family Leave ballot initiative. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council is set to appoint members to a commission that will give input on policing practices. In July, the council approved a Law Enforcement Transparency and Accountability Commission to improve community relationships with the police department and offer recommendations. That decision came after national protests over the death of George Floyd. More than 800 people applied to the commission, and tonight the council will appoint 11 commissioners and two alternates. Colorado gaming revenues were up slightly in August. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The state's casinos pulled in just over $63 million last month. That compares with more than $61 million in July. That number only includes slot machines. Table games didn't reopen until this month. Last year, slot machines took in $66.6 million in August. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado weather is mostly sunny today, 80s around Denver, 70s in Colorado Springs, 80s in Pueblo and Grand Junction this afternoon, in the mountains highs in the 60s and 70s. This is CPR News.